Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar is here. Jeff's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, way back in the last millennia, the previous century. So that means we got later this year, we're coming up on 17 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer, award-winning journalist, author of a number of books, I'm being a micropreneur, and our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
17 years. I'm feeling
almost
feeling old. Been feeling.
Well,
young.
You are old, dude.
Yeah,
I hate to break it to you, but you are old.
I'm old, Granddad. Yes, I am.
Hey, Jeff. One of the things that I remember dealing with, and I still have. I've had it more recently as well, but especially when I had my consulting company. Deciding how to price a job or work to a customer. I usually work by the hour with a client, but sometimes it was better to do a project because the client was a little jumpy about what it was going to cost, and they wanted to know, you know, how big is this bread box and you know, that sort of thing. And so I would give them a price, but I was always worried that we weren't clear about what this was going to get them. And of course, we all know that there's a term that you're going to tell us about that if you're serving customers, and it's not just consultants. I mean, it can happen to a supplier or something like that, or a contractor, especially a contractor. Tell us the word.
The concept is scope creep.
Scope creep.
So
pretty intuitive.
Yeah. So it's the concept of the scope of a project. Creeping bigger and bigger, so scope creep. So essentially what it is, and I don't care, like you're saying, whether you're a consultant or a contractor, whether you're a contractor in a home hired to do a job, whether you're painting a house, whether you're, you know, a florist putting together, you know, a bouquet or an arrangement for somebody, and the customer says, you know, let's just add a few more roses to that bouquet. You know what, can you just touch up this spot for where you or my kids scuffed the wall over here, or, you know, you're doing this project, you're already on my website, can you just do a few more tweaks, and you already gave them a bid, you know, you already gave them a formal bid.
And you don't want to sound like you're nickel and diming them either.
You absolutely
You want to give
not.
Them good value. You don't want to nickel and dime. And
yeah, I mean, that's the key is, you know.
But they're nickel and diming you now, though, right?
They're nickel and they have no problem doing it. So essentially what happened, and I had a recent example, a company hired me to write a press release and put a press release out on a press release distribution service. And we came to terms on a price for the service. And that was fine. And he agreed to it. It was all well and good. Sends me an email. You know what, Jeff, you know, John Smith over at this company should see it as well. Can you just email it to him and let him see it? I'm like, sure, no problem. And that's talking about good customer service. And another email comes in. Jeff, you know, and I understand my client is excited to get this new press release about this new hire he has out in the media. So he sends me another one. John, Jeff, you know, Susie Smith over at this other company wants to see it as well. Before you know it, I've got a dozen of these queries. And I very gently go back to the customer and I give them a call and I said, I did it by phone call, not by email. I said, you know what? These are taking some time. I typically charge by the hour for work like that. And I said, it's going to take probably 2 hours to do everything that you asked for. And he said, okay. Well, as long as you can do it in one, that's fine. and I said, you know what? I said, I will try, but I'm estimating it's going to take two. So it took two, and I sent him a revised invoice with an explanation saying it took me 2 hours. But can you give me a discount? And I'm like, sure.
Are you serious?
I gave him a little discount because, you know, there could be some work. Mm. It ended up being a nice chunk of change. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing major. It's not paying my mortgage, but, you know, it's a nice piece of work that came along. And I think that by being gracious about it, by being magnanimous and saying, you know, I'll do this for you. You know, but just raising his, you know, his putting it on his radar that it isn't going to come free.
Right.
set the expectation that, A, it's not going to come free, and, B, expect an invoice.
It's, it's one of those things where you should set not only parameters around the project work, but also the time frame.
Absolutely.
And you could say, and I wish I'd thought of this, you know, all those years ago, where you said, okay, this is going to be this much money, this is what I'm going to deliver you, and after it's over, I'm going to give you a week of touch-up time.
Right.
Or something like that.
Right.
And then after that, you bill them. See, my problem was, I never liked billing somebody. Attorneys will bill you for a nickel for a paperclip.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you get their bill, it's got everything in the kitchen sink in it.
Right.
But I never liked doing that. I always thought that was small. And so I would not do that. And I didn't like the idea of billing a client for $35 or something like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
And so I would rather just give it to them. But until they start taking advantage of you.
Well, and you have to, and what it really boils down to is there was a verbal agreement for this project that this is what it was going to be. The next week, I gave a bid to somebody for another project that had a flat fee component to it. But I learned from the previous component, from the previous project, and I said any additional work is going to be billed at X dollars
mm-hmm.
per hour.
Mm-hmm.
So they know going in that, yeah, I'm doing this one project for $100, mm-hmm. just say. But if you do anything more, I'm going to get my hourly rate. I mean, certainly a little bit more gentle than that, but it's formal. It's in my proposal. So now any time I work with, I mean, we're only going back a couple weeks, but most of my contracts have historically included this. There is all three components, the project work, the per word rate, because a lot of times I charge per word based on a project, and the per hour
rate. So now you get an idea of what it's costing me for him to be on my show, folks, all these words he's giving me.
You know what, exactly, and I'm expecting rates. I want you to double what you've been paying
so,
all these years.
So one thing that I'd like to point out before we wrap up this segment, Jeff, is the best time, folks, regardless of whether you do exactly what Jeff said or what I said or nothing we said, the best time to get this done is at the very beginning.
Absolutely.
Because you can't come back and close that door. That barn door cannot be closed completely later at the end of the deal, can it?
Nope. It's, you make the mistake whether it's telling them a bid that's too low and you didn't really think it through,
mm-hmm.
or not telling them to expect that other components may cost them money.
Yep.
Once they get on that ride and they see free or gratis or it's customer
mm-hmm.
service,
mm-hmm.
The way they may define it versus the way you may define it, you can't, like you said, that once that
and maybe
the
you
horse
maybe
is out
you
of the
should
barn.
Also differentiate between customer service and more work.
Right.
That's
right.
Another
Absolutely.
Good thing. I wish I'd thought of that those years ago too.
Exactly.
Gotwords.com, that's the website, folks.
Gotwords.com.
Jeffrey Zabar, and I'll be right back. Stay with us, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.